It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
A thank you again to our musical guest last week on the podcast, The Pixies. Yeah, they performed live to digital. You can see the video, actually, at Sonic1029.com, where, of course, just stream the past week's episode. This week, Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 267, highlights from the past week's shows, heard weekdays 3 to 7 on Sonic1029. If you like the show, follow me on Facebook or on Twitter at LaneRoo, LaneRoo. Thanks for downloading.
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The 7th of October, Simon Cowell's 55th birthday. You know the movie The Shining, right? Simon Cowell actually worked as a runner on the set of that film. Except he quit because he didn't get along well with his colleagues and bosses. Which is so weird, because he seems so agreeable, doesn't he? Hey, reality TV show idea. Simon Cowell and Gordon Ramsay go to a desert island and just yell at each other there. And Hulk Hogan's son Nick was the first male victim of the celebrity nude phone hack. You know, the nude celebrity phone hack scandal is far more damaging to women celebrities, I think. Like, nobody's Googling Nick Hogan naked. Nobody cares. Well, maybe he cares. I mean, he's with two girls in one of the pictures. So I don't know if it'll hurt his reputation, but his right hand will probably never be the same after all those high fives. And Wednesday night hockey's back tomorrow. Tragically, Hip opens the show. Then it's Leafs and Habs. I thought this was interesting, too. P.K. Subban from the Canadiens said in a recent interview he intentionally passes gas on other players just to throw them off their game. And if you can believe it, I once thought I didn't have what it took to be a professional athlete. Maybe I was wrong. I think I'd skate around and fart on people for $9 million a year, wouldn't you?
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
How old do you think the world's oldest stripper is? Exotic dancing kind of seems like a career with a shelf life, which is why I was surprised to hear 70. A 70-year-old man named Paul Wiener. He performs under the name Sweet Pie, which means yes, Wiener is his real name. Hey, I mean, when life gives you lemons, right? You make your living shaking your plums? Well, he's 70. Prunes is probably more like it. And it was one of the most buzzed about cult-following TV shows of all time. And it's coming back. Showtime has announced plans to shoot another season of Twin Peaks. Original creators David Lynch and Mark Frost are apparently working on season 9 just in time for the show's 25th anniversary. And finally, some medical news. There is now new hope for men who have injured their little feller, if you know what I mean. Between congenital abnormalities, cancer, this is actually a far more common problem than you might expect. Lab-grown penises are almost ready for human trials. And in order to avoid the body rejecting them, they're actually made with the patient's stem cells. Very interesting. They're being tested on rabbits right now. I don't know about you, but ever since I read that, I just keep picturing a tiny little bunny with a flesh-colored kickstand. It's more than a little horrifying.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
October the 9th, Sharon Osbourne's 62nd birthday. Her face turns 37. And it was on this date in 1946 the first electric blanket was sold. $39.50. You know, that was a lot of money back then. Especially when compared with the price of alternatives, like the Dutch oven. And hey, have you ever tried a glass of orange juice immediately after brushing your teeth? It tastes awful. Why? Well, researchers explained that toothpaste has four main ingredients. Water, for volume, abrasives to help remove plaque, fluoride to prevent cavities, and detergent to make it lather up in your mouth. Well, that detergent is typically an ingredient called sodium lauryl sulfate, or SLS. It's a chemical that suppresses sweet taste receptors on the tongue and destroys compounds that inhibit bitter tastes. And remember last week I told you about an enormous pair of Queen Victoria's panties that were being auctioned off? I think this is weirder. Willie Nelson's 30-year-old braids were auctioned off as part of Waylon Jennings Holdings. They sold for $37,000. No word on who shelled out the dough for it, but my guess, either a stalker, a weirdo, or an evil scientist planning to harvest the DNA and unleash an army of Willie Nelsons to destroy rock music forever. The most likely scenario.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
exactly 3 weeks away from Halloween. Did you know it was on this date in 1962 the BBC banned Boris Pickett's Monster Mash? Yeah, it was just too scary. And movie news, there's been a lot of talk about a Ghostbusters 3. Well, it's been stuck in developmental limbo for years, mostly due to Bill Murray's reluctance to participate. A snag that the studio has decided to sidestep by doing an all-female Ghostbusters. Unconnected to the previous series. Casting rumors include Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, Emma Stone, and Linda Cardellini. Hey, Lemmy from Motorhead has really cleaned up his act recently. Quit drinking, quit smoking, and more recently was forced to give up a more pedestrian vice. He's been recovering from a series of health problems, many of which caused the band to cancel shows even. It turns out they were related to his blueberry binges. You know you're getting old when you get taken down by a bowl of berries. And it's an ailment that sent 56,000 people to hospital last year. What is it? Getting something stuck in your ear? Most of the injuries apparently were sustained from cotton swabs. I mean, you can't just ram it in there. You're gonna hurt something. Sage advice for life and love, actually.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, last week I rocked you with movie news that Ghostbusters 3 would feature an all-female cast. Well, this week, something equally exciting. Remember Labyrinth? A film that came out back in the 80s starring David Bowie? Apparently, a sequel is now in the works. It's being put together by the Jim Henson Company. No other details available at this point. And hey, if you're one of those people who gets up and goes for a run every morning, hey, good on you. A new study from New York University, though, reveals that keeping your eyes focused on a target in front of you can make your run seem easier, even on an off day. But also, when tested, participants who focused on the finish line perceived it to be 28% closer and jogged 23% faster than those who were told to just look wherever they wanted. Oh my, and did you get your $10 yet? For those who don't know, if you bought a Red Bull at some point over the past decade, they owe you 10 bucks. The energy drink company recently agreed to pay consumers more than $1.3 million to settle a class action suit accusing the beverage maker of false advertising. Why? Well, it was that line in their slogan, Red Bull gives you wings, it doesn't actually give you wings. Blind gullibility, on the other hand, maybe.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Mitchell Show podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at Sonic1029.com.